Oh, go ahead.
Got run over.
And I can hear it.
Got run over.
Uh-huh.
On the road out here and broke a leg, I guess, the way it acts. I haven't caught a hold of it. Tried from, well, I didn't want to, because I didn't know that much about it.
Yeah.
I might move it around, or it might grow back together quicker if I'd leave it alone.
Yeah, yeah. Does he walk funny?
Watch.
Does he walk funny?
Yeah, yeah, she walks, just carries it on. Just barely drags the ground a little.
Huh.
You don't walk on it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Don't worry about it. Probably with somebody else. Food.
Let me see. If somebody had 7 boys and 7 girls, you'd say he had a whole what of kids?
Oh, a bunch of them.
Okay. What do you call it? The green stuff on the outside of the ear of corn?
Shuck.
Okay. And what do you call that stuff that grows up out the top?
No. Well, I
don't. Oh, you'll think of it in a minute. Stop me when you think of it. What do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to just eat right off the cob?
Sweet corn.
Okay.
Well, that's other field corn we eat. She put up 12 ears yesterday of field corn.
What, do you have to can it or something?
No, she just heats it and then puts it in sacks. Puts it there in the ice box, and then when we get ready for it, we'll just take it out there and cook it. Then.
Uh-huh.
We need to put it in hot water and heat it more.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between sweet corn and field corn?
Well, sweet corn is smaller and thinner, got a smaller grain. And field corn, of course, there are some field corn. Making now or getting, breeding it, whatever they are, they call that, to get it together.
Uh-huh.
Small corn. And
but it's mostly, it's bigger and mm-hmm. stuff? Okay, let's see.
I got some, bought some corn, that's the first time I ever saw it. It's got a ear, well, the grains are that long, just pretty long, mm-hmm. like regular field corn. And it has a cob about like that.
Huh.
Just a little bitty cob.
Little cob.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, that's weird. You got some at the store?
No, there's a guy come around from, he'd been off somewhere. He had some folks somewhere, and he got some of the corn that was raised up there, and he brought back a few ears.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And I brought 50 cents worth from it, just a handful.
I don't think I've ever seen any corn with that small cob, a big old cob like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What do you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Well, whenever we make one, I make it out of
You make pie out of it too?
Yeah.
You make pie out of it like for Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
Some of my favorite.
Pumpkin.
Oh, okay. What all different kinds of melons did you grow?
Well, I don't grow any. There's yellow meated, I call them, and red.
Mm-hmm.
I planted watermelon, but I mean not for the public or nothing. Just plant some all along in a cotton patch a row or two.
Uh-huh. And y'all eat them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't eat. We fed to the hogs.
Uh-huh.
We had a fixed, we called a doodle buggy, fixed it on a old buggy we had, and just put a box on, put a horse to it, and
uh-huh.
go pick them watermelons up out of the pasture. It would get too many, why we'd just feed them to the hogs. They really like
that. Golly. Mm. Well, there are different kinds of watermelons, aren't there?
Mm-hmm.
What kinds are there?